What's poppin'?
Who you a
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo. Told Pooh he a fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-rolls. Dark hair bitch and she look like she go.
She do.
Hometown hero, feeling myself, can't murder my ego. She heard of my deep stroke. She said, babe, does it hurt when I deep throw?
It does.
Certified freak hoe, hang around dust and she learning my lingo. Back then, wasn't worried about me though. In the gym, trying to work on my free throw. Goddamn. Spending money at the club like Sam's. Yes, ma'am. She a little freak on cam. But she don't put this on the ground. Little boys trying to diss on the ground. Hey, I can't switch on the fan. Shit's hot, hit the switch on the fan. This where my head is. I feel resentment from every direction. Even some homies be wearing expressions. I be discouraged from sharing my blessings. We used to share a connection. Now it just feels like it's wearing and stretching. I'm getting real sick of taking advice from people that never could stare at reflections. Somewhere in there is a lesson. Y'all ain't evolving, it's very depressing. I'm at the club with the basketball team. Me and the Cardinals are sharing a section. Gotta cherish the present. I'm drinking water and wearing protection. Got a career and I'm very invested. Some people call it a scary obsession. I like to call it a passion. I can't be sitting relaxing. PG, we getting some traction. I'm at the venue, it's packed in. I'm digging her accent. I got a BB Simon belt on me and she trying to get it unfastened. That's my type of distraction. That's my type of she Latin. Got my own flow and I'm about to get a patent. Brand new sheets for the bed they satin. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then. My swag, they keep jacking. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that, damn. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no time for that, damn. Play me, you my lady, got no time for that. How could you moving like you crazy? I ain't call you back, damn. Leave me alone. You, but I got no time for that. You was my little lady, drive me crazy. I was fine with that, damn. How you just gon' play me? I ain't fine with that. Thinking about you daily, smoking crazy while I'm off the tech, damn. Flexing, oh, we was flexing. Always I told you that you be a star. Goals in our checklist, damn. Question, oh, check your message. Knew that I come for the beef from the start. Oh, she was texting, damn. Demon, she called.
Welcome to Outside of Normal. I am your host, Russ. This is Tuesday, April the 2nd. Hope everybody's doing well, enjoying a beautiful morning. It is here in the Carolinas. Hope it is where you're at as well, my friends.
In my Christian country home, learned to play the flat top on a good old gospel song. Then I heard about the bar rooms just across the Georgia line, where a boy can make a living playing guitar late at night. I had to learn about
the bar Rock, how you doing, man?
Cause I was too young to understand why the young girls fall in love with the boys in the band. When the boys turn to music, the girls just turn away to some other guitar picker in some other late night place. Yeah, I held on to my
doing
music.
Doing a lot better, bro. How you?
I let the ladies walk away. I took my song to dreams to Nashville and moved on to L.A. Up to New York City, all across the U.S.A. Well, I lost so much of me.
That's awesome.
There's enough. When the people really love you and let you know what it's good. Well, I'll speak my southern English just as natural as I please. Cause I'm in the heart of Dixie. Dixie's in the heart of me. And someday when I make it, when luck finds a way, somewhere high on the Lookout Mountain.
I'm doing. How are you doing?
For the one who buys the fire, the one who brings the mail.
factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together
like spokes inside a wheel,
they keep this country turning around.
Hello,
Kansas, wheat mill farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia, coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one the big rig
up and down the road,
for the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load,
for the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol, for everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America, let me thank you for your time.
The fact that I was alive when that song came out makes me feel really old. So how is Tuesday morning going so far for everyone else?
Shit.
I can't be shit. It just started.
I haven't slept yet, so it's like Monday morning still.
We should get some sleep.
No, I don't like sleep.
Yeah, your body does, though.
Unfortunately. Oh, yeah, I'll sleep eventually. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah. That is true. But I don't sleep that much of myself, but you need some. Your body can't function without it. Not the way it's supposed to.
I had like 2 hours yesterday. A little bit of sleep.
Well, I hope today finds you well and is a pleasant day, you know? No stress.
Thank you. You too, Russ.
I'm gonna try. My kids are home all day for the whole all week, so yeah. Stress is inevitable, but it's good stress.
You've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, it's good stress. I like being around them.
Yeah.
Could be worse. Could be Paul at work trying to find something to do.
No, exactly.
Oh, he's quiet this morning. He might actually be working.
Five minutes
to smoke, yeah. I got this one. I'm about to pack one then, right now. Get my morning on.
What's up, Lou? That Carolina girl taking it easy on you.
Yeah, we was hanging out with his buddy. His newfound friend.
I said, I hope that Carolina girl keeps taking it easy on you, bitch.
Is she from Carolina, too?
That's what I thought I heard you say yesterday.
Oh, man. Poor girl. Oh, yeah, that's cool, dude.
I'm going to tell you a secret. They all crazy because they haven't had papers yet.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They're all crazy. They just didn't get the papers yet. Yeah, South Carolina, man. What part? Is she down there? She's probably, she's down around Charleston, ain't she? Seems like she'd be around Charleston. Well, you ever make it up this way to visit her, dude? I know she's down there visiting you, but if you ever make it up this way to visit her, Lou Rock, man, you gotta let us know, man. We'll come to
We only be 3 hours out.
He said Possum King.
Possum King.
You met my friend?
So she works at the Roadkill Cafe?
Roadkill Cafe.
I'd be West Columbia.
I can't believe it. Yeah, she said that's a real place, Possum Kingdom, yeah. Yes, sir. You never believe what you find down here in South Carolina, brother.
My spoon broke.
Again? The same one? You got a lock nut on that thing. All right, I'll fix it in a little bit. Just play on the other one right now. Why the hell would a lock nut keep coming off the bottom of a swing, Paul? Explain that to me. It was the whole purpose of it was the lock. Yeah.
Yeah, we're both in South Carolina.
Yeah, we both.
But why would what keep coming off?
Yeah, me and Paul and Doc Man, if you ever go on the old man show, see Doc Man, we're all three of us in South Carolina. Yep. You remember Ziller of Dr. Pepper?
About the same place.
Ziller of Dr. Pepper. He's from right across the border of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Gastonia. But he lives down in...
That new dude, Mink.
Yeah, dude, that dude, Mink, lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know. But Ziller lives down in Myrtle Beach now, or is it North Myrtle Beach?
Well, then she's less than 2 hours from us. Greenville.
Oh, she's from Belton, dude. That's on the other side of...
Well, hell, that's Spartanburg
side. Yeah, that's
side.
Spartanburg side, yeah. That ain't far at all.
Well, she's probably about 45 hours flat from me, dude.
Yeah, not that far at all. Yeah, tell her, tell your friends over here from York County. She'll know exactly what you're talking about. Or Chester County. That's where Paul lives. He lives in Chester County. You tell her York County, she'll definitely know what you're talking about. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, boy? What you spraying out, Paul? That sounds like a pressure washer.
Nothing. I'm walking outside. I'm on the way to spray some pot smoke out my lungs. That's about it.
Busy day, huh?
Yeah, man. The hell are you doing in the wood shop?
Hiding.
Jenny comes strolling out the wood shop like she still works in there or something.
Who's she hiding from?
Probably the boss like me. He came back today.
Oh, didn't he? That was a short vacation.
She's someone I had to reach out for.
I think they had no store and it was open, so I came.
No, you're never where you're supposed to be.
I'm always where I need to be.
Shit. You're always
roaming around. She said,
right where they need to be.
She said, you ain't never where you're supposed to be.
One of the drawers, and I couldn't, there's no way of getting the scratches out by sanding it. And I seen Justin, and he went like, this is sitting around, I'm like, hey, I was supposed to come shadow you yesterday. He goes, what? I'm like, I was told I'm needing your new shadow. You know, you're the new Peter Pan. He goes, Evan. I'm like, yes. He goes, Evan didn't tell me anything. I'm like, well, I don't know. He said that he needs me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to do your job.
Damn.
He says, I'm going to go talk to him. This ain't a man's job.
Damn.
I told him, it's a man's. A woman's
this
stuff.
Is a man's world.
So I don't know.
His gay ass ain't as much family here anyway. So.
Oh man, I'm allergic to stupidity. Ugh.
So I don't know. I know how to do all of it. The only thing he hasn't showed me is how to make the fucking labels because I can't see over those two fucking shelves. And
you need to borrow my stepladder.
Dude, that don't even help. Like,
hey,
I tried
Cindy,
to stand on the steps they have there, and that ain't help. Like, at all. And they sold the one I used to use in the wood shop.
No, it's still up there in the for sale section.
Oh, is it?
You better go out there and be like, you can't sell this bitch. It's mine. I need it.
I don't know. I thought about going and getting a little ladder when I'm making it into a deer stand.
What is it? One of them photo bow ladders?
Really?
Nah, like the Home Depot roll around stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Oh, yeah, that'd make a cool deer stand, dude.
Yeah. Make it easy to move, too.
Yeah, it would. Well, here you go, Jenny. I'll play a song just for you.
Oh, my God. I'm glad it's not playing.
Oh, it's playing. It's one of them old Motown songs. You know, they have like 5 seconds of silence before it actually starts. It catches your attention.
This is a man's world.
Oh my God, really?
This is a man's
world. Cue it up while you're sitting there learning.
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without
nothing.
A woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars. To take us over the road.
Hey, you know what the bad thing is? That nobody.
Man made the train.
Paul muted you. He said they don't need to hear that shit, baby.
Oh, my bad. I just was trying to cut out.
They don't need to hear that, baby. Calm down.
Man made the boat for the water. Like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
Chris is back here.
That's what I told you.
I'm gonna go tell him.
Christian did what?
Never mind.
Nah, the boss.
Not boss, but supervisor, Chris.
She said he ain't a boss. He's just
I still
a supervisor.
Call him the welder.
He just. He's not.
You got Craig, then you got.
He's
Craig.
Not a boss.
Well, Craig signs my check. That's my boss.
You go on and talk to Craig every day if you want.
No.
I'll keep talking to Chris.
No. I tell you, I can't. I start mimicking his fucking stuttering, and I can't help it.
And she start mimicking his southernness? Is that what you just said?
Her stuttering.
Stuttering. She said.
She's making fun of the old man.
No, I'm not. He starts stuttering. He makes me stutter.
I really thought she said that she started mocking his southernness. I'm like, what exactly are you, Jenny?
She's deep south. She's Mexican.
Yeah, whatever. She's been living in South Carolina way too long, bro, to be anything other than a redneck.
No, she's one of them crazy ones from the Lewis area. She's from Florida.
Yeah, that may be where she started off, brother, but
That ain't where she landed up. You know what I mean?
I'm a Texan.
Yeah, that may be where you started, but that ain't where you ended up.
Yeah, I ended up in the ghetto.
You ended up in Redneckville, USA. And you have lived there.
No, not in Chester.
You planted it there.
We were when we were in Rock Hill.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Oh, okay. Okay. You're right. Shades are a little different down there in Chester's.
A little. You don't see hardly my kind around here. And then when you do, they think I'm Dominican or Indian.
That's right. Because Chester don't.
I'd stick with
Indian. Chester don't play
you're
that shit, dude. They're like, you ain't coming over here, you illegal motherfuckers, and stealing our benefits. We need them.
Yeah, they could keep their benefits. I could take their job.
I'll brush that aside. You trying to sell them stamps?
I know.
Dude, I wish. I wish.
Hell no, I'm a fat ass. I'm keeping my stamps. That's how I get steak.
Yeah, I wish I could get stamps, man.
No, I don't get them from there. I get them from the casino payout.
Right. I just wish I could get some, dude.
I got a whole.
Those were good days.
Yeah, me too. They told me that I've made a dollar too much. So I couldn't get it. And then when I got laid off, they said that I couldn't get it because I was still receiving weekly money of $270, and they said that was too much a month that I was receiving.
Were you trying to put you and Chungi and Aragon on there?
Yep.
And $270 a week was too much?
Yep. But that's after taxes, though. It was like $320.
Yeah.
They counted before taxes.
Yeah, that's still like, yeah.
They hadn't been to the grocery store. They don't say how much shit costs.
This is the thing, man. You got you and two teenagers, man. You think $100 a week and food's going to feed all y'all each? Yeah.
Shit, that won't even feed their two fat asses for a day.
Well, you know how they say that they send kids $120 for the summer program on those EBT cards?
Yeah, EBT cards?
And they said that's supposed to be $120 or $125 supposed to be for each kid for the whole summer.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now there are some people to get like $400 on that same PEBT card. Yeah. And I don't understand it.
Yeah, that is true.
I guess it's based off of your income that's on file and stuff. Yeah,
probably.
That's how they base how much they're going to give you.
Yeah, probably. But that's still, there's $400 and people are getting $100.
So there was a lady that used to work here. I called them the Flintstones. She had four of those fucking cards and one of them had 1,000. The other one had like 1,000. 25 and she was all selling
them.
You
see the size of them? I was like, them people got to eat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And there were those PEB cards. She was selling them around here at work.
That's crazy.
That's why grocery store is expensive. Everybody buying them on PVT ain't getting them taxes.
Yeah, I wish I could get fucking food shrimp still, man. You know how hard it is to feed fucking six people? Seven people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Hell, two of them that moved out and we still feed them.
And we got an extra
one. And we got an extra one that moved in with the other one.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you got
you know, I got a Stacy. Look, I got a...
You got a Stacy, we got a Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
And before a Brandon, it was a Jesse. I got to feed the roommate, too. I can't just feed
so
one person.
Whose roommate is this Brandon guy?
Christian's
roommate.
Oh.
They went to high school together.
I thought Christian moved out.
He did. He moved out of my
house. That don't mean he quit eating and washing his clothes, though.
Oh.
I feed them. Look, I go and clean his house. I wash his dishes once or twice a week, and he sends me, they give me 40 each a week for going and washing their dishes and washing their clothes once a week.
That boy ain't ever going to get a girlfriend. You keep doing that shit for him.
What do you mean? He cooks for himself.
What the hell does he need a girl for if his mom is cleaning his house for him and doing his laundry?
He pays me. It's not like I do it for free.
Come on, son. $40 a week.
So Marissa pays me. Marissa tells me, Mom, come wash my dishes. And I go and wash her dishes too, and she gives me $50.
And then she got a blunt, Mom.
Oh, yeah, and then I give her a blunt. So that's where the 50 comes in for.
Good morning, little princess.
She paid her and Wade to let her wash her dishes.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
I don't know. I got to spend time with my kids before I die, so I do the most I can.
Yeah, you do that. That's true.
And I'm used to cooking, I mean, a big portion, like, if they were still there, so why not just make them a place to go?
All right. No, I get it. I do. I understand.
Yeah. Yo, you see how happy Paul gets when his mama makes him the lasagna or whatever the hell she sends over? They all get happy. They all eat that day. I ain't have to cook shit. Well, for myself I did, but not for them.
Ain't nobody cook no chicken and dumplings like mama.
I don't eat your mama's cooking. Not all of it.
She said,
No, like...
She just don't know what good food is. She thinks it's all got to have beans
Paul's
and
mama
sauce.
Can cook, boy.
No. Yeah, she can,
unless,
but
unless
I don't
she
like all
with Alzheimer's or something and forgot how. She said, mama can cook.
No.
No, like, she makes good, the speckled butter beans. She makes them taste like bacon.
Hell, Shaky stayed healthy his whole life eating.
Hey, he made good. He baked good. He always made cakes and shit, man. That stuff was good.
Man, they never go hungry.
No. He was always making some kind of damn stew.
The only reason Lee fucked up and turned out skinny is because he got his mama's jeans. Yeah.
Shit, my mama's 87 pounds now, bro.
Yeah.
Is she really? Well, she was never big, man.
Yes.
And she was never...
She lost
her
weight.
Yeah, but the problem is she can't put no weight on.
Well, you got her...
She would if she just kept smoking.
She'd be sitting there eating ice cream talking about, I'm trying to gain weight. That shit's going to wash away quick, mama. You know?
She's a bit
of... How about some grits? Something's going to stick.
Right? Something's going to stick.
Grits are nasty.
What?
Grits are nasty.
You ain't eating them right.
I don't eat grits. That's disgusting. It's like all mushy and... Ugh. I don't like the texture.
I like throwing bacon and cheese up in there. A lot of butter.
No.
Just butter and cheese is all I need.
I like the little bacon pieces, man. I like crumbling up my bacon in it.
See, I like the big bacon pieces, so don't disgrace my bacon and break them into small pieces. I want the whole piece.
Yeah, I'm just running the bacon, so eat the bacon by itself.
Really, it's really good. That bread. It's really good if you put scrambled eggs and bacon in them.
Oh, now you sound like Christian. That's disgusting.
That shit's good.
Just a bowl on the go.
When I worked at the gas station, people used to put fucking salmon patties in their grits. I gotta go.
I've had some of that. Tuna's good and grits. It's alright, Mike.
I'll make her go.
I'll see it, Mike.
I'll make her go. I'll put sugar on them. That's why she ain't put sugar on them. They ain't sweet. Gives you anxiety. You know, what? Girl, if you don't take your busted little stuff on somewhere, it makes it taste like frosted. Like, you know, your lucky charm or all that other stuff you like.
Just put the milk first, that way the sugar sticks to the fleece.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she Tori said, you know, she ain't a, you know, she knows how to make cereal.
Shit, get a girl some Hershey's syrup.
She knows how to make cereal.
Give her some Hershey's syrup and throw on the cereal.
Hershey syrup on the cereal? What are you talking about, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Madison, sit down and calm down.
I hate it.
You don't hate it. She gets it from her older sister.
I do not like that. I hate it.
Okay, look, starve. Just eat the cereal, Madison. It'll make you grow up strong and healthy. Strong. Yeah, how you doing, Humble Dog? Good to see you, man.
That's gross.
What's up, Humble Dog?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Mark.
Yes.
And Zara.
Yeah, and Zara. Yeah. And Zara.
Mom, are you Zora's daughter?
Yeah, Zora's.
Zara.
Zora, so yeah.
Well, you know, Nino is the male and Nino is female, so I think it's the other way around. That was one of those.
Aspen, let it charge. Let her put it on the charger, okay? Yeah, you break chargers, so you gotta wait, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Arguing with a 3-year-old. You know who wins that one every time?
The 3-year-old. Are you too damn old to be arguing with a fucking 3-year-old? Right.
Well, she's too small to knock out, man. Really fun, man.
But that means you're more like Possum than you realize, because we argued with a 3-year-old too.
It's because she's too young and too small to knock out. Yeah, that's just what it is. She took her cereal outside. Little Miss Grown Up.
Mm-hmm. Better tell her them bees like that sugar too.
Mm-hmm. And fire ants. I really love sugar. I ain't been able to find those snakes around here, Paul. I looked, man. I've been looking around under the house, everything, man. The baby snake had to come from somewhere, though. Speaking of animals.
Yeah, and usually they come in groups, not just singles.
Yeah. I wonder if, like,
you might be lucky, man. They might be on the cereal off to the group, not the kid, but it does.
Well, you know, we got all these feral cats that run around, so I'm thinking maybe the cats got them, you know? But, either that or they were coming down here looking for food. Hey, Shelby, and they went back to the pond, but, you know. We had a, last summer, we had a nest over there, a cotton mouse.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that wasn't a cotton mouse.
Yeah. Yeah, but I figured the cotton mouse hang over there, the copperheads probably do, too.
Not really. Copperheads stay there. I mean, they get near water, but they don't stay right there. Like that. Mm-hmm.
I just figured it'd be up somewhere in that wood line right there. Tell them about the gun line, boss. Hey, Torres, how you doing? I hope you have an amazing day, Miss Aura. Really do. So how are you this morning, Shelby?
Well, I just woke up.
Oh.
I actually slept.
Must be nice.
No, I needed to be up sooner than this.
No, it's only, it's only 8:30 yet. You're right.
Zonked out after your live and just woke up.
Dang. Aspen, what are you doing? Baby, it just got put on the charger.
What's up, buddy?
It's gonna die, baby. You gotta have it on the charger longer than 5 seconds. Let me hold it. Let me see what it's on. Let me hold it.
Hold
on. See, it says it's on 2%. Let me charge it just for a little bit, okay? I'll charge it right here so it charges fast, okay? I know. Life sucks. I know, baby.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know, baby. I'm just gonna charge it just for a few minutes, okay? Baby, let me get past the point of, like, 2%. Oh, come here. Give me a hug. Come here.
Tasha, hey. Sit with you.
Oh, no, my friend. Oh, no, baby. But it's dead. I gotta charge it. Go swing, and when you're done swinging, I'll let you hold it again, okay? And just give me, like, good 5 swings.
Bless her heart. You're killing her, man. Killing her. Well, welcome in, everyone, to the, what is it? Outside of Normal Show. They are releasing rescued seal pups back into the ocean. And the male pup has turned around and is coming back.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing well.
Excellent, man. Excellent.
Dealing with charger wars over there?
No, she just thinks her tablet should always be charged when she wants it. But she don't plug it up at night when she goes to sleep because she likes to watch it going to sleep. So then when she wakes up, I have to charge it. So.
Yeah. My girlfriend's got a 4-year-old and he's got the same issue.
Yeah. Well, it's called life, man. Suck it up, dude. It'll be all right.
It's going to be UConn and Iowa and South Carolina and USC. I mean, NC State. Yeah, buddy.
So Iowa's going against UConn next, right?
Yep.
South Carolina versus yep. North Carolina State. Yeah.
Yep. So I pick South Carolina. Okay, Paul, whatever.
I'm not a Gamecock fan. Them girls can play.
Daddy. No, he's not a Gamecock fan, but them girls can play.
Daddy.
I think it's going to be South Carolina and Iowa.
Yeah.
If Caitlin's on her game, they can beat UConn. They can do it. We'll find out. I think they're supposed to play tonight.
The girl did not wake up happy.
Let me find out. On the wrong side of the bed.
Hey, bus weed, Kawaza. Oh, man. I woke up tired.
Let's see. Oh, it's in the wrong place. Okay, it will be. No, it's not tonight. It is on Friday. Crap, I'm going to be bored. You have to be doing a lot of shows. Christ, because I'm going to be bored out of my freaking mind. It is in, yes. South Carolina, NC State at 6 o'clock, and Iowa and UConn at 8 o'clock.
Negotiations have started. What's up, James? How you doing? They ate the cereal. She's still whining about her tablet, so I was like, if I give you some candy, will it make you feel better?
You're so mad.
We do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's right.
Right.
You don't ever just give in. You kind of bend. That's it, just a little bend.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Right.
You bend.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it, man, but they wound up with as much candy for Easter as they did for Halloween. I don't know what that's all about.
That's talent, is what that is.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I get all this candy and I didn't even have to dress up and go and knock on people's doors.
A new favorite holiday.
That is hers. This is mine. That is, well.
She got the pink one.
Yeah, she got the pink one. We don't need to eat all that gum at one time. It's 6 foot of gum, dude.
It's my turn. That's how much gum I have. I like a lot in here.
Okay, she just wants a piece. Let her have a piece.
It is supposed to storm here today.
Look, what color is that?
Pink. Yeah. Her color is pink for the bottom.
There you go. Mom took the tablet. There you go. It's still charging, baby. Go eat your candy. You put it back on the shelf.
Because it's warm.
I'll give it to you as soon as I can, baby. I promise, okay? I know. Beat up the world.
Good morning, James. How you doing, brother?
No, not today. Tomorrow.
For real, tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow. The sun will not come out tomorrow because it's going to rain. Tomorrow. It's just a day away.
It's supposed to storm here today.
We got a cold front coming through Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to rain Wednesday and then Thursday. It's just going to be cloudy and the high is going to be 59, which is really weird because the high yesterday was 84. But the high today is supposed to be even hotter, so it's ridiculous.
The highest is supposed to be
80
today.
It's 81, but then the real feel makes it hotter, but that's a whole other argument. But yeah, on your old, y'all are gonna be cold all week up in Tennessee.
Dad, give me one.
Her and Sarah are going up to Nashville this weekend for Top Nazarene Talent TNT is what they call it. But it's where all the teams and the churches from the Southeast get together and compete against each other to see which church has better teams, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. They do drawing and singing and art and all that shit, and then they do all the sports and then they just do story writing and all that. I mean, it's all the whole huge thing, but it just really gives all the teens in the district to get together. So they're at Trevecca University in Nashville. They're gonna have about 6,000 teenagers running around the campus.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, and they still got school going on because their spring break ain't until next week for the college.
Oh, God.
So I don't know how they're going to do that. You know, maintaining all the college kids going to college and then all the teenagers coming up there hanging out around. Especially keep them separate from the college. I don't know how they're going to do it. But...
Oh, it sounds like a handful.
Yeah,
man.
I'm glad I'm not that coordinator.
Right. Because them Christian kids can still stir up some trouble.
They stir up more trouble than anybody. And we're a conservative kind of denomination, so you don't really have like girls and guys staying on the same floors or none of that shit. completely separate.
Right.
But then you have the girls and guys that try to push the boundaries of, you know,
mingle.
And they're teenagers, man. So, yeah.
Try to mingle.
Yeah.
Hormones are raging. Yeah.
So each church that goes to it, man, they send up two chaperones. I don't know if that's enough, but.
Well, I was fixing to say just two.
Yeah, you need a whole army.
So you got about 150 churches that are sending people up there out of the area. So, yeah, like.
It sounds like we need to deploy the National Guard.
Yeah, you got like 300 chaperones for like 6,000 kids. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
My church has a pretty awesome youth program. They put a lot of effort and funds into the youth program.
Yeah, that's the way to build a church, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of churches though, especially in the South, man, where it's just old people doing old people things because that's what they've done since they were not old, you know, since they were young, getting old. And they don't change nothing, and they don't try to ever invigorate new generations in there. Yeah.
Right, and you can bring life into a church and still stay biblical. You know, like you can bring youth and fun and fellowship and praise and worship into a church and still stay biblical. It's completely doable.
Yeah. Jesus didn't do nothing like they did in the temples. Yeah.
Right. Right. He was a crazy wild kid by their standards.
Yeah. He really was, yeah. But yeah. I just my wife, she's by the end of this year she'll have her ordination and all that to be, and she'll have graduated from Trevecca University as a pastor. So I'm kind of stuck with teenagers running around for the rest of my life. Thanks, Sarah.
Uh-oh, we scared Shelby off.
No, did we? Yeah, she probably had a phone call. But, yeah, man. Even when all my kids grow up and are gone, I'm still going to be stuck dealing with youth. Because of my wife.
That's all right. It'll keep you young, man.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's best friend, he started going to our church probably about 6 months ago. And him and his wife, they're like 75, 76, something like that. And they do the children's department. They came in and took over the children's department because we needed somebody to do it. And I don't know how she does it. Huh?
Terry Love?
Yeah.
You talking about Terry Love?
No, Terry Love's still down in Chester, man. I'm talking about Ed Bowers. Ed Bowers. Yeah, his son Jeff Bowers. You got a son, Jeff Bowers, Brian Bowers, and a daughter, Angela. He used to drive all the buses for the schools with my dad and everything. Now, Terry Love's still down in Chester running the church, man. Him and...
Eddie's going to come to one of my practices in Columbia.
Him and the Copelands down there.
Yeah. Huh? Eddie's going to come to one of my practices in Columbia.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, he said he wants to. So he's going to paint me up.
Yeah, I could tell you some. I could tell you some shit about that church down in Chester nowadays, man. It ain't the same old church it used to be. They let Ashley Emerson down there to lead their choir and everything, and you know she's you don't know her. I'm sure you don't know her, but she's a kook, man. She is wackadoo. Her and her husband both are. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story.
Did you say Copeland, man?
Yeah. Yep. Copeland.
As in Kenneth Copeland?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the church you go to?
That's it's one of the churches that we're affiliated with, yeah. That's a church.
Interesting.
A guy that go, well, he's on the board down there with Kenneth Copeland.
The guy with all the jets and all the private jets and all that stuff. That's the guy you're talking about.
No.
Like the Kenneth Copeland.
No. Like no.
Oh, okay.
Like Chester Copeland's, like Chester said, like the little bunkin' Copeland's. There's a
Kenneth
down there. There's a
Kenneth
and a Donald and a Joseph and a Benji.
Okay, no, there's a pastor of a mega church, Kenneth Copeland. That's real.
Yeah, he's the one that flies. He's the one that flies the private jets because he believes that demons and devils ride on public airlines.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Russ doesn't sound like the guy who would hang out with Kenneth Copeland.
No, not at all.
I'm not judging that, but man.
I know, Kenneth Copeland's
He's more of a Jim Baker kind of guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not a Jim Baker guy either, Paul.
And then Tammy Faye, man.
I did like the water part they were building this, but that's long gone. What's up, 4Q? How you doing? Hey, Boating Francis. No, Kenneth Copeland. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Speaking of Jim Baker, man, you know when the COVID thing happened, man, he was making COVID blankets, and he got sued for, I can't remember how much money, millions for that. Had to pay everybody back for the prayer blankets that were supposed to help people not catch COVID.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I'm saying, they still following me. They've done that. They even got shitted out of them little cottages we built from over there behind Heritage USA. Oh, they got kicked out of those too.
Jeez, Batman. You got the windows open and everything, man, because it feels so good outside, dude. The only problem with that is that I can't hit the damn bowl because it keeps blowing the lighter out. Yeah. Okay. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. There ain't nothing like a Carolina morning, man. I swear to God. It'd be chilly. Yeah, a little breeze going on, man. I had to wear a hoodie in the morning. Strip down naked by the afternoon time, dude, because it's so hot and humid. Good stuff.
No, you didn't even need the hoodie today.
No, you don't need it, but you can. The breezes, if you're standing outside, man, that wind's blowing pretty good. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a hoodie guy.
No, you're not.
I am a hoodie guy.
No, you're not.
What am I wearing right now?
A hoodie.
Oh, what am I always wearing?
A jacket.
A jacket? Yep. Go in my room and find my jacket. I don't have one, Madison. There's not one back there. No, I have a zip-up hoodie, but it's not a jacket. I don't have any jackets. As a matter of fact, the only jacket I have...
Right here!
That's a long-sleeve shirt.
No, it's not. This is your jacket. Here's your jacket, bruh.
Baby, this is a long-sleeve shirt.
Yeah, your jacket's in there, bro.
No, the only jacket I have is a jean jacket, and it's in Caleb's room because he has decided to wear it all the time.
Yeah, you have
Yeah, I have one jacket.
No, you have more jackets, but
I really don't know. I don't know.
Just 10 jackets.
I don't have.
You can tell us the truth, Russ.
10 jackets.
And he has two hoodies.
Are you crazy?
You have two hoodies, you have 10 jackets.
Would you go outside and be weird out there?
I'm sure you still got that Stephen Berry's Letterman jacket, too.
I'm a crazy monkey right now.
Hey, Kodak, how are you doing? No, I don't have no Stephen Berry anything anymore, really.
I'm going to organize my shop.
I appreciate that, Kodak. They do try. They try really hard. And I do have a Chicago Cubs-style Letterman jacket. That, again, my son has it, so it's not really mine. You know, it's not mine anymore. I don't wear that. My son wears it. They're for sale if anybody wants them. Not the jackets, the kids. I like the jackets. Hey, Cindy, welcome back. You ever hit a bowl and you hit it a lot harder than what you thought you did? And you're like, holy crap.
Steamroll yourself?
Yeah, I'm really trying hard not to cough my head off right now, dude. That really hurt. Five more minutes. Five more minutes. Okay, I'm sorry. Six more minutes. 7 more minutes?
1 minute.
No. Just one more minute. All right, just one more minute. No, if you twirl yourself around 3 times and hop on 1 foot, and then sing the Baby Shark song 3 times. Are we ready?
Do it. Hop, hop, hop. Baby Shark.
No. Stop. I was playing math.
Baby Shark.
This is your fault,
this
for
is
us.
Definitely.
Mama Shark. Daddy Shark.
I blame you for this being fucking
bad. It's definitely my fault. Dude, no. No. I understand please, but if you shout and please at me, it's not the same. Well, I still like you. I still think you're kind of cute. Oh, even with that face, don't poop yourself. Don't strain too hard.
Okay, I'm gonna organize this.
And she's gripping her little fist together and shaking and biting her little teeth like. Oh man, the joys of kids.
Daddy.
If you ain't got them, man, I highly suggest going to a park and picking a couple up, man. They're worth having around.
Here's your shopping cart. Okay, I'm gonna make my stove. I'm gonna make a shopping cart. And
then that's gonna make it. Yeah, sleep. Well, I hope you have a good evening, my friend. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us for a minute. Always good to meet new people. Hey, you have a great day, man.
But you have to give it back
to us. I'm gonna throw on a song just for you leaving. It's another one of them songs that gets stuck in your head. But not as bad as Baby Shark, really. It's not.
Got a house down a back road, a finally got a flag. On the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone.
No, Mr. O'Connor, how you doing, my beautiful friend?
Gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name that. Honky-tonk, I go down to the 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 honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk.
It's a good song, man. I think you did home at all. Yeah, it's a good go. Have a good day song. And then you hear real life behind me. And it all comes crashing back in. So, I got 10 minutes to the old man show.
Not until you get your official warning.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah. We have all the time in the world until we get our official warning.
It's Amber May Day over there, though. The old man show. Hey, Shep, how you doing?
Shep's here.
Yeah. Better late than never, man. Better late than never. Yeah, if you catch the ninth inning of a game, it's really the only inning that matters, ain't it? I would have used a football reference, but we're in baseball season now, so it's
kind of no, no, it was a good decision.
I don't feel like it's almost 10 o'clock, dude.
I know, this morning's flying past, bro.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, though, because the faster it gets here to Saturday, man, the faster WrestleMania comes around, and that's really what I'm looking forward to in my life right now. As sad as that is. All right. Of all the things I can think of in my life right now, that's the most exciting thing going on right now is wrestling.
Man, I wish I could get into it. I got nothing against wrestling. I'm not one of those, you know, but it's just, it doesn't do it for me for some reason, man. I just, I can't get on board. I wish I could, you know.
I'm gonna tell you though, dude. People that watch wrestling are the same people that, whether they admit it or not, could sit down and watch soap operas too.
Well, there's my problem, right, bro. And seriously, I have nothing against it. I'm not one of those people.
She said not true. You
know. Bull crap, because
yeah, Sean likes the soap operas. Yeah, I get it now.
He can sit and watch it.
I'm telling you, dude, they could get stuck in there with their mom or their grandma or their aunt just watching. Next thing you know, they're asking questions. So who is Victor married to, and who did he cheat on, and whose kid is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why not get...
Oh, man, you upset Shep. He's gone now.
Only days of our lives.
Exactly, Paul. Exactly. Sorry, I had a phone call. It was very important.
That's all right.
I'm having surgery on my hip. They had to do the pre-op.
She said, you put your hip on my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
You hear me?
Yeah, exactly. You hear
you. Oh, man.
Hey,
that's killing me, man. I couldn't get it going. I'm like, no soaps.
No soaps.
Dude, I cannot watch.
Your mom never watched soaps?
All the time.
And you never got caught up sitting there on the couch for an hour. Never, and you're like, what the hell?
Never.
I did, dude.
No, never.
BS. I call BS.
I'd be outside playing.
That music.
I'd be outside playing with my friends.
The music for fucking Young and the Restless.
Yeah, dude.
I couldn't stand
that's the show,
bro.
That would catch me, dude. I'd come in to get something to drink with playing with my friends. Next thing you know, my friends are out playing in my yard. I'm in there watching soaps with my mom.
You can't do it, bro. He's such a fag, bro. I can't do it. I can't. I can't. And I'm honest about shit like that. I can't do it.
They're dressed. I have to have men in little short shorts and oiled up for me to be able to pay attention.
No,
to
I can't. I can't stand. I can't stand the fucking bad acting. I can't stand the look of it. I stand the sound of it. I can't stand the drama of it.
The drama gets you in, dude. Like somebody done died three times. Got six different kids from four different women, man.
Man, I've never watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy, bro. There's no way I'm watching.
Dude, Grey's Anatomy is even worse. My wife's done got me watched all 16 seasons of it now.
I've heard things about it. Yeah, no.
Dude, Shonda Rhimes is a...
Hey, I used to be an avid Days of Our Lives watcher. I mean,
Days
I was
where it's
every
at,
day.
Now, you hear Paul? You hear how excited Paul gets about it? Now that's some fag shit there.
No, I could watch ER. I could watch ER all day.
Was good, man.
Me too.
ER was good. Grey's Anatomy is
that's about
it's the same thing. Days of Our Lives to Peacock. Well,
the early Grey's Anatomy is a lot like ER. Oh, there's Eric. Huh?
Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, Mari.
Here comes our official warning.
Yep.
What's
good morning,
that,
Mr. Eric.
6 minutes. 6 minutes.
There it is.
Eric, we're talking about soaps, bro.
Yeah.
What soaps do you watch, Eric? I know you gotta watch something. It's Amber May Day.
That's right, Eric. It's Amber May Day.
Ah, man, it's only Tuesday. Russ had me thinking
and then the
it's Thursday.
And the beautiful. I knew I could tell that about you, Eric.
Yeah,
I'm really
CBS
playing.
Is where it's at. Partner and gamble, buddy.
Yep.
Good God, I feel like I'm home from school sick again tonight. Stop talking. I can't do it.
Oh, man. I had to have my Days of Our Lives. And then, like I said, when it moved to Peacock, I got over it. Because at the time, we didn't have Peacock. Now that I've got Peacock, I'm like, I'll find something better to watch.
Yeah, but Who Shot JR was the biggest disappointment in the history of TV, man.
You just like saying Peacock, don't you, Shelby?
No, I don't. No, Chef, I don't.
She's like the NBC streaming station.
Yeah, that's what I'll start saying. You know that NBC station that they got?
Which one's that, Shelby?
I don't know.
She did say it all proud, didn't she? Peacock.
I heard. She's like, we didn't have peacock back then, but now that we have peacock now, I can watch my peacock show.
What? Whatever.
Peacock, I mean, all jokes aside, Peacock is really a good streaming service, though. It's different than most of the other ones. It's like its own thing.
You like saying the word, don't you, Shit?
You're funny, man. Well, no, what did he say?
Yeah, Days of Our Lives. That's where they're talking about Days of Our Lives, moving over to Peacock.
I'm surprised that Young and the Restless
didn't
have it.
William likes his soaps. Look at William go with these. Who shot J.R. Dallas?
Yeah, Eric said that was a prom. Eric told him that was a primetime soap called Dallas. And William said, duh, Eric.
Duh, Eric.
I wasn't much of a Dallas watcher. I was more of a Knott's Landing watcher.
That's but I can hear him saying in William's voice, you know, duh, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's so great.
Yeah, whatever grow to you, much like Days of Our Lives.
Eventually going to go to Paramount Plus.
See the Young and Restless.
The plan was for all soap operas to go to streaming services because the because
they're killing the ratings during the daytime.
It's
on TV.
It's not really the ratings. They want all TV stations to go to news all day.
What?
That's the plan.
Yeah, they're going to have all the talk shows on there. You know, all the rich liberal women telling us how the orange man's bad.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They want it like all news oriented stuff on Jesus. Yeah. What are kids? It's going to ruin it for. But TV's already dead. Why are they going to make it worse?
Nobody wants to watch news.
There's no. Well.
See, it's going to make the channel, you know, look like local channels to have the streaming services so they can make more money.
Because
you know, local stations really don't, unless you have like satellite or, you know, something like that to where you had to pay for your local channels, you know, that's, they want more money. So that's how they're doing it.
I know, I don't know what it was a couple of years ago, like around about my area, they had a bunch of stations that, you know, the local and their broadcasting affiliates, whatever, they would pull them, like the Scripps, like Scripps Networks, they pulled them from like my channel lineup for like a couple weeks. Wow. So they got their contracts figured out. But when Trump was president, that's when the news fucking cycle really took off. They noticed like all the ratings. Right. Because when Trump was president, he was making headlines every day.
Yeah, everybody wanted to know.
And everybody was fucking... It was big, man. That was, like, I think the biggest change in
It's about that time, Mr. Russ.
Yeah, it is.
Who's dialing a phone?
I don't know, but they don't know how to dial.
No, that's
there.
I was a kid. Bad
that sounds like the little, that sounds like the 24-year-old that's locked in the basement trying to use the phone.
Dialing Santa Claus. It's like, I have to dial Santa Claus. And it's playing, like, No Rails or something. Like, I don't know what it's playing.
Tell it's only seven numbers, seven digits.
Well, my friends,
1-800 Santa.
I do have like a minute left, so I'm gonna go ahead and shut down and head over here to the Old Man's Podcast. Catch the last month, people, of the Old Man going 5 days a week starting in May. He will be going only on Mondays, man. So catch the last hurrah of the Old Man.
Yeah, I was heartbroken.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
I hope your navigators are proud of yourselves. That's all I'm saying.
This is the last hurrah for the Old Man. He's going out on top after 4 years. I mean, he'll still be around doing the same, but as a day-to-day show. So let's go over there, support him, show him how much we love him and how much we love this show and all he did for us with him and Eric. And, see y'all over there, and I'll be back after for the lunchtime hour. Thank you, everybody, for coming in to hang out with me, and see y'all soon.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye, guys.
Fag.
Beat me to it, bro.